received wisdom under pressure, earbuds, sovereignty theater, and drug costs. Ubiquiti's Enterprise NAS announcement generated the highest comment volume of the day, 300 comments on a score of 350, as the prosumer and SMB networking vendor entered the network-attached storage market with a ZFS-based product positioned at enterprise buyers. ZFS brings end-to-end checksumming, copy-on-write semantics, and snapshotting widely regarded as technically appropriate for the use case. The skepticism in the thread centered on whether Ubiquiti's software support track record, firmware update cadence, and support infrastructure can satisfy enterprise procurement requirements around SOC 2 compliance, vendor financial stability, and response time commitments. Questions that Homelab enthusiasts rarely ask, but enterprise buyers routinely do. A significant security incident involving Ubiquiti's cloud infrastructure in a prior year was cited repeatedly as context. Elena Rossini's essay on European digital sovereignty, scoring 221 with 143 comments, argued that most European public digital initiatives, including WSocial, a proposed European public social network, are performative rather than substantive, announcing platforms and funding projects without addressing the structural dependencies on American and Chinese infrastructure that would define genuine sovereignty. The Gaia-X European Cloud Federation project was cited as a canonical example. Years of announcements, significant funding, and a modest operational result. The HN discussion treated the pattern as consistent with a longer history of declared digital sovereignty ambitions failing to produce the infrastructure changes required to realize them. Research from King's College London describing hospitals and universities producing medications by repurposing existing compounds at 90% lower cost than commercial equivalents drew 315 points and 143 comments. The thread examined why, if the cost savings are that substantial, the approach is not more widespread. The short answer offered in the discussion, pharmaceutical economics are organized around patent protection and commercial returns rather than cost minimization. When a drug is off patent and producible cheaply, there is no commercial incentive to maintain manufacturing infrastructure, creating supply chain gaps that academic medical centers are filling. At significant savings, but also at an exposure of what commenters called a structural failure in how drug availability is sustained. The AirPods Effect essay, scoring 125 with 244 comments, argued that wireless earbuds have altered ambient social norms by providing a permanent low-friction opt-out from shared social space. Shifting the default assumption in offices and public areas from mutual availability toward mutual uncertainty about accessibility. Paul Buchheit's 2010 essay, "If Your Product Is Great, It Doesn't Need to Be Good," resurfaced with 91 points and 65 comments. Its argument that one genuinely exceptional feature can sustain a product despite conventional shortcomings, finding renewed relevance in debates about AI tools that excel at specific tasks while remaining rough on conventional UX dimensions. American Express's engineering post on cell-based architecture, scoring 129 with 52 comments, detailed how the payment company structures infrastructure to limit blast radius. Ensuring a failure degrades service for a bounded subset of transactions rather than taking the entire payment network offline, with the design philosophy centered on containing failure rather than preventing it.